the Mustang Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Welcome back here to Owings Mills Gymnasium. A happy Stephenson University after women's basketball wins over Hood 85-58. A final score, win number 20 on the season for the Mustangs, that it now ties the school record for wins in a season and 18 wins in a row. We bring on Coach Jackie Boswell here in the post-game interview brought to you by GoMustangSports.com. And Coach, if you had to script the senior day, that seemed pretty close to perfect, huh?
Yeah, we couldn't have drawn up any better. I thought we came out, we executed really well. We had a lot of energy. It was a lot of fun.
Now, I was noticing, even with a 28-point lead, the fire from the bench was still there as one of the calls, it looked like a out-of-bounds play. The hands went to the head.
Yeah, no matter what the score is, I just want my players to know that we're always going to be fighting for them and that we're always going to try to do the best we can. We're never giving up. We ask them never to give up, so we're not going to either.
Making up for the fact that you didn't have any seniors leaving, now you have eight, and so many, seven in particular, have been with you the whole ride since you've been here. Ty Bender coming in here for a good portion of it and with the 2 years. What do you think about this senior class as a whole?
Well, I think this class is very, very special. I mean, like you said, they started with us, and they didn't have to stick with us. We asked them to do a lot of things. We asked them to sacrifice a lot, and all of them stuck with us, and then just adding Ty into that mix last year, she just bought in right away. And blend it right in with the senior class. They're all just, it's very, very special. You know, it's hard to come in and try to start a whole new program. You don't know what to expect. They didn't know what to expect, but, you know, I'm so happy for them right now.
Indeed, and also you mentioned the sacrificing the part, and so many of the players who had way different roles, maybe as a freshman and sophomore, and actually maybe even played more 2-3 years ago, they got in today, and they all performed pretty well.
Yeah, well, you know, our team has evolved a lot, and we talked about that the whole 4 years that they were here, that our team was going to continue to evolve to get to where we want, and I commend each one of them for their unselfishness, and they're willing to put the team first, and like you said, a lot of those seniors have done that. At least four of those seniors had totally different roles a couple years ago, but they believed in what we were doing, and I appreciate that, and they believed in their teammates.
Now, you've won 18 in a row. Your wins aren't even really close. How are you able and your staff able to keep the hunger and the heat and the fire inside your team as we go into the tournament?
Well, you know, we just keep trying to tell them how much we believe in them and that we can't let down. And we've seen teams be able to let down. I think we're just trying to use our experience. And I got to tell you, too, this class last year when they were juniors and we only made it to that first round of the ECACs, they were not happy. Even though overall everyone considered last year's season to be a success, they did not consider that. So I think that's always there for them. So they've made it a lot easier for us. When you ask us what we do, we just tell them we got to keep going. You know, what do you want?
Coach, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Coach Jackie Boswell joining us here on GoMustangSports.com. And now we are ready for interviews. And for senior day, we got two of them. So we got to start off with Sabrina Vajkovic. And joining her on the mic is Abby DeFeo. And this is brought to you by GoMustangSports.com. Sabrina, you're holding the mic first, so we might as well start with you.
Yep.
How about that? talk about just in terms of you have a chance maybe, and you'll have more of a chance hopefully later on next month, but this is kind of the beginning of the ending point. You're coming to the finals of things, and yep. One of them is a senior day celebration. Talk about your journey.
I mean, coming in as a freshman, I was kind of scared and everything, but the coaches and the players and the people that I came in with, it made it an exciting environment, and I was just really thankful to come in with such a great staff and such great teammates.
And as well, and Abby coming in here as well, a two-sport athlete, so it's just busy all year round for you, isn't it? Just talk about what it was like to be a part of this whole celebration, you know, watching, playing with your teammates who you played with since you got here, and then able to be out on the court. Several of you, three or four sometimes, were out on the court at the same time.
I mean, it was an awesome experience to go out there and play tonight with my teammates. I really look forward to it, and I know we all really enjoyed it.
Now, Sabrina, it took a little while, but just in the nick of time, you got that basket to be on the board for senior day.
Yep. I mean, I wasn't really looking for it. I just wanted the win at the end of the day. I wasn't worried about the points or anything. I mean, we're going to go far, I can tell you that, and I'm really excited.
Well, you've gotten a lot more time on the court in the past few games.
Uh-huh.
with what was going on with today with the celebration. Now, it looked as if the whole crowd was willing that shot to go in.
Yeah. I mean, again, I wasn't looking for anything. I just wanted to do my part and what I was supposed to do on the court, and I guess it fell in.
It's very refreshing to see both of you all. It's like the heart and the soul of the team is right here, and you kind of feel it. I know the crowd feels it, and it's really, really good to see you guys. How did you feel when you made your points?
Well, it was just a free throw, so I guess it was exciting. But I'm, like Sabrina said, I'm just glad we won at the end of the day.
And last question for me, for both of you. We just had Coach on, and in our interviews throughout the season, she has brought up the fact of, you know, this is sometimes tough. Sometimes when the team changes, you get new faces in, roles change. But your guys are 20-2 now with more to play in this season. And talk about that, thinking-wise, how you handled it, and then also the fact that this team seems to understand its role to the T. I mean, every single player is playing, and I think to us, that looks like a good chunk of why you've won 18 in a row.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I feel like everyone on this team was so mature and just took on the roles as they were, no matter what they happened to be, even if it wasn't what they wanted it to be. So I think we really took that in stride and took on our roles, and that's how we've gotten to where we've been.
I feel the same way as Abby. I feel like no matter who comes in, at the end of the day, our goal is to win and win the championship and go as far as we can. And with this group of people that's playing out here right now, I feel like we can do that.
All right. Sabrina, Abby, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right.
Basketball.
Basketball.
Why wouldn't you at 20-2 and in first place in the conference? Special thanks to everyone for joining us post-game interview.